is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone. When finished
Stylings.
Hey, is Linda in?
Not today.
Oh, no, she's not? Okay, shucks. Maybe you can help me out. Is there anybody else around that kind of helps Linda with the finances of the business? My name's Nico.
Just her? Just Linda.
Okay, does she have a voicemail I can leave it there? Because I was about to leave one.
not really. Doesn't work, so. what's your name?
It's Nico. That's Niko.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bank of Cardiff is spelled CARDIFF, as in Frank, so it's like car different.
Yep.
And then my direct line is 858-779-0432. And just let her know I'm just trying to touch base with her in regards to a phone call that we had back in January. Just trying to follow up towards the end of the year here if you guys are looking for some additional capital or equipment.
Okay.
Yeah. How's business been since then, since I last spoke with her? You guys staying busy out there?
It's been steady.
You guys typically start to pick up towards the end of the year, or do you guys kind of,
it's no rhyme or reason. It just comes and goes. it's been steady, though.
Okay. Okay. Nice. And just to kind of refresh my memory, I'm trying to read up here on my notes that when I spoke with Linda, but you guys, what type of specialty do you guys work with, like, or the industry that you guys work with in particular?
We're a machine shop. We usually serve the marine industry.
Okay.
Marine, but we do local industry too, steel mills and pile driving equipment and stuff like that.
Okay, nice. All right. Yeah, that's awesome. No, because the division of the bank that I work in, we specialize in providing financing options and programs to machine shops. So it's always nice to kind of just see the different types of, focuses that each machine shop has and kind of see if there are certain programs that we can kind of tailor towards those needs. Do you guys ever run into, I'm not too sure if you would know this, but it's kind of worth the ask, but do you guys ever run into, like, cash flow problems with, certain customers that might take longer than a typical net 30?
We always have slow payers. It's typical of the industry. Luckily, we've been okay at the moment. We have a pretty good, cash position, so it hasn't been hurting us too bad. But, I just had to strong-arm someone because they wanted us to do some more quorum, and they owed us money since March. So supposedly the check is in the mail from them. So.
Oh, that's what they always say, right?
Yeah, well with the stuff I have, they're not going anywhere until we get paid. So that's one of those.
Yeah, no, because one of our programs, the working capital program, it's tailored specifically to situations like that, where if you guys are having problems with people, the customer's paying you and they're taking way too long to pay, and then you run into those cash strap situations when the cash flow is a little low, what we do is we deposit money directly into the account so that you guys have cash on hand to use. So it's kind of like a win-win situation, because you're going to have the money on hand and you won't have to worry about, not having money.
You have to talk to Linda about that stuff.
I'm just trying to get a better feel, see how things have been working out since then. So if you don't, if you don't mind just kind of passing that note along to her and kind of seeing if there's something that we might be able to do to help you guys out.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And what was your name?
Rich.
I appreciate the help, Rich.
Take care.
All right, take care. Bye.